This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
In 2007, the Kentucky legislature allocated $5 million for research into deep underground storage of carbon dioxide produced by the burning of fossil fuels in power and other large industrial plants. The money went to the Kentucky Geological Survey at UK for the research, and Mike Lynch reports that the last of these carbon storage projects has begun.
A well drilling site is nothing if not very loud, with heavy drilling equipment, large vehicles, and diesel engines. Hearing protection, hard hats, and steel-toed boots are required at these sites, even when they are research sites, like this one in Carter County of northeastern Kentucky. This site was prepared in early March for a project by the Kentucky Geological Survey. A well nearly a mile deep is being drilled here on the property of a limestone quarry.
We're going to drill a well 4,800 feet beneath the surface and collect rock samples from deep underground so that we can evaluate their potential someday in the future possibly to hold carbon dioxide.
Geologist Steve Greb is one of the managers of this state-funded project. He says there's a reason the target depth is 4,800 feet.
At about 4,800 feet is what we're predicting we will hit rock layers that there would be no potential to ever inject anything into. Or it's basically the level at which there won't be any more oil and gas, there's no more water, nothing in the rock. We call it basement.
This research and other similar projects around the country are being conducted to determine the carbon storage properties of what are known as deep reservoir rocks. Carbon dioxide storage hasn't been in the news as much as it was a few years ago, but research into capturing and storing carbon dioxide emissions in the tiny pore spaces of deep rocks continues. Many in the science community remain concerned about how carbon dioxide emitted by industries contributes to global climate change. Another KGS geologist working on the project, Rick Bowersox, says it's just as important to have other rock layers above potential injection zones to seal carbon dioxide stored deeper underground.
In this place, this location, there's hundreds of feet of the dense impermeable shales that make good sealing formations down in the subsurface and above the rocks we're interested in for reservoir rock.
Future industrial-scale carbon dioxide injection is not planned for the Carter County site. And Greb points out that rock samples can be collected for this research, and their potential for carbon storage or sealing carbon after its injection can be determined in the lab.
There'll be no injection here, so we will not be injecting carbon dioxide here. So we're just going down to see what the rock layers are and pull those rock layers up for analysis, samples of those rock layers up for analysis.
Half a dozen eastern Kentucky sites were considered for this project. The Carter County location was chosen because it is in the Ohio River Valley, where coal-fired power plants and other carbon dioxide-emitting industries are located, and where future industrial development is likely. And some of the deep geologic conditions here are similar to conditions throughout this region.
This location is pretty representative of northeast Kentucky and southern Ohio, probably 100 miles north of the Ohio River. Overall, it's very representative of what we call the Ohio River Industrial Corridor that runs from southern Pennsylvania to the Mississippi River. So it's really representative of quite a large area, several hundred square miles.
Once the drilling started up, it was expected to take 2 to 3 weeks to reach the 4,800-foot total depth. Along the way, rock cores are being retrieved from several depths in the well for lab testing. Several years ago, the Geological Survey successfully conducted a similar test in western Kentucky, injecting about 300 tons of carbon dioxide into deep geologic zones in Hancock County. That well was more than 8,000 feet deep. As it turns out, other UK researchers are interested in what's going on in Carter County. Pharmaceutical researchers want samples from deep in this well to see if substances from underground might be useful in developing future medications. For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.